Well, we're starting to hear more about cities and or states pulling back mask mandates. New York State made their announcement recently. New York City is going to hold their mandate in place when you go into restaurants and other businesses. But these types of moves could very well have a significant impact on businesses over the next several months. Pleasure to welcome back in Carol Goodman, partner at the law firm of Herrick Feinstein, who is also chair of the firm's litigation department. Carol, great to have you back with us. Thank you.
Good morning, Dan. How are you?
I'm good. So let me start with New York, since you are right there in that. And it's an interesting dynamic where you have the state making one move and at least the city holding off for right now. What's the reaction there in New York, and what's the potential impact that you see?
Well, there are these guidelines and these laws certainly are evolving week by week. The New York State mask mandate, which is the requirement of a mask or vaccine for most businesses, that was lifted. And that is a large impact on businesses that have indoor settings. And you may remember that this was originally put in place as a temporary measure to get through the holidays, to get through the new variant, and to get through the very cold winter months. And it was extended a couple of times. So that's lifted, meaning you do not have to wear a mask if you have unvaccinated people on premises. It has not, though, been lifted everywhere. So in New York State, it's still in effect for healthcare settings, public transportation, nursing homes, adult care facilities, etc. So that's the mask mandate. The New York City, their vaccine mandate for most businesses, which went in effect December 27th or so, by now employees would be fully vaccinated. So that is in place, and that should pretty much take care of at least the first round of vaccines for employees.
This is obviously for, if you're a business owner, if you're leadership within a company, this has obviously been a challenging time on a variety of fronts over the last 2 years. But where they are right now, how should businesses be thinking about how they should be dealing with where we are right now in terms of a mandate or a vaccination requirement, et cetera, in and around their business?
So inside, in New York City, you have cover in a sense because there aren't a lot of choices with respect to vaccines. But in New York in general and other places, we would recommend that the company really, or the employer, really think about their workforce, their industry, and what their on-site business looks like. There's certainly a difference between workers that are on-site in a warehouse environment or in a place where they're working in cubicles side by side, and a workplace where remote is still an option or people aren't as close together. But I will tell you, it's a double-edged sword. Some companies are lifting the mask mandate to entice people to come back into the physical office. Others are keeping the mask mandate because they think it's safer and a better way to get people back in the office. So you can look at it either way, but the law now says businesses can make that determination. They can say masks for unvaccinated only, or no masks, at least right now.
And I guess the other side to that, in terms of bringing people into the office, that you could potentially see, thinking, you know, restaurants specifically, that this may also open up people wanting to come back and work at establishments like restaurants, bars, et cetera.
I think that's a really good point, and I agree with that. I think you will see that. And I know we're only in February, but the winter months are soon, or weeks are going to end at some point. And as people can sit outside, you will find people who are more willing to come back to work. It's probably a safer environment in that way. Now, New York City still has that vaccination requirement to enter a restaurant unless you're sitting outside. But outside of New York, there is no statewide mask or vaccine requirement for a restaurant or a store. So as you're going into businesses, a drugstore, a grocery store, you'll see a mix at this point, employees and patrons. So a company can decide what they're going to require for their employees, and they can also require their own rules regarding patrons.
So if you can, Carol, if you can touch on, because the dynamic here between what the state is doing right now and what the city is doing, I find very interesting, because I could see a scenario, and certainly we have seen these dust-ups occur over the last 2 years over wearing a mask, not wearing a mask, being vaccinated, not being vaccinated, of, you know, people saying, well, New York State has these rules in place. You know, you're going on the New York City rules. You know, I would see that, you know, there's the potential of disagreement here along the way.
Well, there is. New York City is really focused on the vaccine mandate. Masks is more statewide. So New York City has had success with the key to New York City. That's the one that came first for the restaurants and indoor venues like concert halls. Show us your vaccine. You can come in. And if now, however, outside of New York, it is still a choice of vaccinated versus not vaccinated. Masks are a little bit of a separate consideration. It's related, because if you have people who are unvaccinated, you're more likely to require them to wear masks. But New York City is really the only locality that I have been focusing on, maybe one or two others, that has successfully required vaccines for certain businesses and companies. And by now, right, February, the second dose would have already taken place, and we really do have fully vaccinated on-site offices. I think one question that may come up in the horizon is, what does it now mean to be vaccinated? Are we on the next round? The CDC, are they now defining vaccines as up-to-date vaccines, which may include boosters, and we're going to start all over again? But I'm getting a little ahead of myself on New York City. Right now, it's just the two doses.
Right, and we have that. Right, and we have that similar here in Philadelphia. And then, Carol, I guess the next kind of area that we're going to hear discussed, and I know it's already occurring here in Philadelphia in and around my kids, are the schools, and how are schools going to be reacting to these changes in policy?
Well, it's true, and you have both issues in schools as well. You have the mandatory vaccine issue, which has not happened, and then you have the mandatory mask, which many schools are now doing away with on a bit of a timeline. And as we are all seeing on the news, there are a lot of teachers who feel very uncomfortable with that. So I think it is going to be a continued issue in the schools as more and more children get vaccinated and as the numbers go down as far as infection rates and teachers feel safer. It may.
Carol, great to have you with us. Thanks very much for your time. All the best.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you so much.
As always, Carol Goodman, partner at the firm of Herrick Feinstein, who is a chair of their litigation department. We will take a break. When we come back, we take a look at yesterday's big game, the Super Bowl. Not the game itself, but the game within the game, the advertising game, and some of the ads that were throwing that long touchdown pass, and some of which kind of got sacked. We'll talk about that when we continue with Wharton Business Daily here in just a moment.